change comes from you. The true change comes from within us. That's where it comes from. Each individual taking ownership of what the fuck they need to do in life. Period. That's all it comes down to.
There's people out there that don't want to see you do good. As you know, there's people out there that don't want to see you happy, don't want to see you accomplish anything, don't want to see you grow. There's people out there that don't want to see you be everything that you are. There's people out there that are threatened by your greatness.
You know, if you take people and you expose them voluntarily to things that they are avoiding and are afraid of, you know, that they know they need to overcome in order to meet their goals, their self-defined goals. If you can teach people to stand up in the face of the things they're afraid of, they get stronger. The things that you do and that you don't do are far more important than you think. And so if you act that way, of course, the terror of realizing that is that it actually starts to matter what you do. And you might say, well, that's better than living a meaningless existence. It's better for it to matter. But I mean, if you really asked yourself, would you be so sure if you had the choice? I can live with no responsibility whatsoever. The price I pay is that nothing matters. Or I can reverse it and everything matters. But I have to take the responsibility that's associated with that. It's not so obvious to me that people would take the meaningful path. All my belief systems have collapsed. It's like, yeah, maybe. Maybe you've just allowed them to collapse because it's a hell of a lot easier than acting them out.
Recreating you, and you have the power to do that. You can decide that you're going to change. You can decide that you're going to stand up to life. You can decide that I'm going to live each day as if it were my last.
You're not trying to get to perfection right now. You're just trying to get a little bit better than you were yesterday or an hour ago.
You gotta start protecting your life. Everybody don't deserve you. Everybody don't deserve access to your life.
Because you're not everything you could be, and you know it. Perhaps there's another way that you could look at the world, and so what it would reflect back to you would be much better than what it reflects back to you now.
Breakdowns happen right before breakthroughs. So I pray you break that cycle that's trying to break you. I pray you kill those thoughts that are trying to kill you. No mistake is too great. As long as you forgive you. You always have a choice. Never stay silent about your battles. Give your pain a voice. It's okay to not be okay. We're all on struggle away. Your change is gonna come. You just keep believing day by day. This storm will eventually run out of rain.
And there are things as you have your goals, things are going to happen to you that you can't anticipate. Some of you are in the eye of the storm now. Things are going to happen. And don't say, why does it have to happen to me? Why not you?
That's what we do. We go like, what's the meaning of life? As though someone's supposed to tell us. And he's saying, no, actually, life is asking you that question. Existence asks you that question. And you answer it with your choices and decisions and the life. So your life is the answer.
Because if you think that action is the end all be all, you end up doing action for the sake of doing action, right? So I feel like I should always be doing and doing and doing. But sometimes you're just supposed to be. And oftentimes just sort of being there and sitting there and being still is where really great insights come from. And this is also where happiness comes from. You know, it's hard to be happy and appreciate and feel gratitude when you're just moving all the time. You gotta remember it's human being, not human doing.
And most people are not in the moment. And it's really challenging. You know, monitoring your thoughts is noticing where your mind is going, noticing what you're thinking, and is what you're thinking taking away from the moment? Is what you're thinking something that's driven by the past? Is what you're thinking is about something that somewhere else you want to be?
People go, okay, here's really what I want to do, and this is what I'm trying to accomplish. And then they see all these other things that other people are doing, and then they kind of see that as like a grab bag. They're like, I want a little of this, and a little of this, and a little of this, and I want it all at the same time. And that's not really possible. I'm on a path that's taking me further away from what I want my ideal day to look like. That's not success. What does like an ideal day of your life look like? Like maybe not right now, but like what do you want a day in your life to look like? Well, what does that actually cost? Could you have that now? Do you have to have a life that you don't like so that at the end of it, potentially you're lucky enough to go there? Or could you find a way to get that now? I'm trying to think about this on a regular basis. Is my life resembling what those days are supposed to look like? And if I have too many days in a row that don't resemble what I want my day to look like, I go, I'm having the opposite of success.
I always say, like, if fear was a door and behind this door was all this negativity, things that I'm saying, like, I'm gonna lose, I'm gonna suck, I'm never gonna walk through that door. So in order for me to walk through the door, even though the door is super scary, I have to make empowering things on this side of the door, right? I'm gonna learn, I'm gonna grow. Even if I don't win, it's gonna be something valuable in it. So let me walk through this door, right? Even though it might not be perfect, I'm still gonna find growth inside of this.
There's times in your life when things gonna happen that you've got to begin to put your dream on hold.
If for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, by your own definitions, right, within the value structure that you've created to the degree that you've done that, what would you be like? Well, you know, there are remarkable people who come into the world from time to time, and there are people who do find out over decades-long periods what they could be like if they were who they were, if they spoke their being forward. And they get stronger and stronger and stronger, and we don't know the limits to that. We do not know the limits to that.
And so by being all in, I'm bringing all of me to it. I'm going to bring all of myself to the situation.
Forgiveness is the fragrance that the violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it. That's divine love. Because when you advance confidently in the direction of your own dreams and endeavor to live the life which you have imagined, you will meet with a success unexpected in common hours.
I need only ask myself one simple question. What's my goal moving forward? Only thing that matters is moving forward. And so, as cheesy as it is, the only thing that any of us have is right now, this minute. And what could you do in this minute that would be the most fulfilling?
To me, this is the road to true freedom. I have nothing to prove. I have nothing to protect. I have nothing to hide. And I have nothing to defend. That your perception of me, after I tell my truth, is actually none of my business.
Stop doing the things that you know are wrong, that you could stop doing. There are things that you're doing that you know you shouldn't do. Now, some of those you won't stop doing for whatever reason. You don't have the discipline, or maybe there's a secondary payoff, or you don't believe it's necessary, or it's too much of a sacrifice, or you're angry or resentful or afraid, who knows? So forget about those for now. But there's another subset that you could stop doing. It might be a little thing. Well, that's fine. Stop doing it. See what happens.
So once you realize that humans are adaptation machines, that we can learn anything, now it's like, okay, whatever you want to do, you can do it as long as you're willing to pay that price. I'm not saying that it's not going to be hard. It's going to be very, very hard. I'm just saying that it is doable and that you will receive a return on investment in your energies. And that's what people need to know and believe to the core of their being, that my time in this direction will be rewarded.
To believe that you need what you don't have is the definition of insanity. To believe that you need what you don't have, because you're already here, so you've already proven that you don't need it. So to go around believing that I can't be happy, fulfilled, unless I get the stuff that I don't already have, it's a complete and total illusion.
Thing that gives you the most energy in life. is something that you have no natural inclinations for?
I think what you have to do, and this is part of humility, is you have to look around you within your sphere of influence, like the direct sphere of influence, and fix the things that announce themselves as in need of repair. What's important is that you learn how to distinguish between chaos and order, and to be able to act in a manner that produces order.
Only thing you need to know right now, the point is not to avoid the pain. You need to stop asking yourself, what's the least you can do to get good? And you need to start asking yourself, what's the most you can bear to become great?
If the participants' reason why is if they know I want to achieve X, and the reason why, the motive for their action, motive for their action is a reason beyond just themselves, chances are they will do more to achieve that success than if it was just left up to their own. But there are some people that are born, you know, with incredible drive. They just have this insatiable drive, and they'll just, I'll do whatever it takes for the things that I want.
There's no excuse whatsoever for not getting at what it is that you should be doing. It's absolutely reprehensible to justify your inaction with a catastrophe that extracts mercy from other people.
And I'm saying that if you know anybody that had some goal, some dream, something they wanted to do, and they did it, then I'm saying that you know in your heart that if someone has done it, then you can do it. It's possible.
What I say to people who really want to access the transition from ambition to meaning, if they really want to access it, is to get your thoughts off of yourself.
Once you understand that the whole point is to let the suffering and the pain harden you into becoming the version of yourself that you need to become in order to execute at the highest level, to be world class at anything, and stop avoiding it, stop being afraid of it, and start understanding for what it really is, which is the thing that shapes you.
In the game of life, whether it's health, wealth, relationships, career, business, spirituality, fun experiences, you have to decide what level of the game you want to play at. Is it the grade school level, the kindergarten level, the high school level, the university level, the pro level? Because each one of those levels requires a totally different mindset and totally different skill set.
You have to first take 100% responsibility for your life, give up being a victim, then you have to get clear about what is my purpose. One of the biggest fears is of the unknown and uncertainty of the future. But everything's uncertain. We're trying to create certainty in an uncertain world, and stop being afraid of uncertainty. Uncertainty is what's exciting.
Like we're sleepwalking through life, that we find ways to cancel out our dreams. And I think that but is a dream killer. That a lot of things that we want to do, a lot of places we would like to go, a lot of things we would like to experience, and we just stop at but. But is an argument for our limitations. And when we argue for our limitations, we get to keep them.
To get so good, you cannot be ignored. Cannot be ignored. So if you're being ignored, by the way, the world has told you that you've not yet gotten to where you want to get to.
And I've seen time and time again that if people do put forward a vision for what they regard as worthy of pursuit, it's like, given the difficult preconditions of existence, is there anything that you could conceive of that you would regard as sufficiently worthwhile so that you would be motivated to pursue it?
What you do is you pick up your past and you embrace it. You understand it, you accept it,
as I had to go through these things that I had to go through in order for me to get to this place today. And the evidence for that is that I did. You don't need any more evidence. You did.
This is somewhere that I think a lot of people get lost, is they don't spend any effort making sure that the thing that they're doing with their life is actually something that generates excitement. It builds excitement. It gives to them more than it takes.
And success, by the way, is not some overnight event. It's all these little things. Success is having a vision. Success is making it compelling. Success is really seeing it, feeling it every day with strong enough reasons. Success is feeling the sense that I'm here to grow, I'm here to gift something to the world more than just myself.
In your ideal life, you wake up in the morning energized. Your blood is singing at the thought of being who you are and doing what you do. You face all kinds of problems, but they're really not problems because you don't define them as problems.
Only thing that mattered in all of that was you got really good at something. And somewhere along the way, we lost that the punchline is, no matter what you do to the system, you as an individual, need to get extraordinary at something. And so my encouragement to people is, go get extraordinary. Like, don't worry about whether the system is broken or not.
The knowledge that you are okay, you have always been okay, you will always be okay. You are in the human predicament. When you're in the human predicament, stuff happens. There will be serious illness and death. There will be financial setbacks. There will be career reverses. But you will deal with it from the space of, I'm okay. I will always be okay.
People have hard lives, and even people who are comparatively fortunate have hard lives. The ideal that you're observing that makes you jealous and resentful is in large part an illusion that's created by your own mind.
We have to find a way to construct a narrative about ourselves that empowers us, that lifts us up, even though we make mistakes, even though we fall down, even though we're never going to get things right all the time, and even though terrible things happen to us.
It's failure to check the books. It's failure to say, I'm sorry. It's failure to push yourself to do things physically that you don't want to do. And all those little failures day after day come together until one day some cataclysmic event happens, you blame that. That event happened because you missed all the little stuff.
You cannot make a quantum leap in your life by working harder or managing your time better. The only way you're going to pull that off is by thinking differently.
There isn't a better way to live your life. There's no right way and wrong way. There is only the way that gives you more energy. There is only the way that gives you fulfillment. When you have those things, when you're fulfilled by what you're doing and it's giving you, the harder you pursue it, it's giving you more energy, you're on the right path.
You have to get in touch with the way things are no matter what. And you have to be able to get in touch with the way that things are no matter what the circumstance. And that, if you can get in touch with that thing when you're in a bad circumstance, you can, in the midst of that circumstance, go through it knowing that it's momentary.
And that's why it's so important that you find yourself in the midst of doing something you are indeed passionate about. You have to do what you love, and you have to go where your love leads you. And you can't spend your time doing things that you think you're supposed to love.
The thing you're chasing is fulfillment. It's the only thing that doesn't sway with the wind. So happiness, in its typical definition, is very transient. So I want to shift people over to thinking about fulfillment. Fulfillment is often born of suffering. It's born of not doing something you want to do. It's born of doing the hard things, being proud of yourself,
comes from that. Being proud of yourself comes from working your ass off to acquire a set of skills.
Or you fall in love, you go on a date, something happens and you see things better. That's why we have to live fully. That's why we have to follow our bliss and live as much as we can possibly live.
You're quite different from other people, and you shouldn't be comparing yourself to them because they're not like you. You know, they don't have your family. They don't have your temperament. They don't have your troubles. They don't have your abilities. The only person that has those is you. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday and not to who someone else is today.
You can notice and make a habit of noticing the abundance of things in the world, because you will begin to believe that there is more than enough. If you can begin to believe that there is more than enough of everything that we need, then it will be there for you.
I always tell people, don't wait to be rich. What is that richness? It's abundance, it's joy, it's happiness, it's contribution, it's getting out of yourself.
What better subject to interrogate, investigate daily? What's the one character that we should never get bored with chasing and figure out? What's the one? It's also the one character that we can't get away from ourselves. It's the one person that we can't get rid of.
I think that if you change some of these core beliefs, there's a ripple effect, meaning that if you believe that you are solely responsible for your life, that you are not a victim, that you are creating your reality, then that changes all these sub-beliefs. If you aren't making the money that you want to make, or that your relationship is, you feel like there's turmoil there, or you have some health challenges, or whatever, if I take responsibility, it changes all these like singular beliefs about who's at fault. Right? I feel like a lot of people give away their power to their family, to their friends, based on their expectations, or their opinions of you, how you're going to look, and what failure is interpreted, and it slows us down.
It's what tears us apart and challenges us that teaches us the noble virtues of the great women and men of the world. The ego says, let me get out of this difficult season as quickly as possible so I can, you know, eat in nice restaurants and hang out with the cool people and do fun things. But a bad day for the ego is a great day for the hero inside.
Price of living the truth! It's gotta be more than this!
Better have a valued goal, because otherwise you can't get any positive motivation working out. And so the more valuable the goal, in principle, the more the micro processes associated with that goal start to take on a positive charge. And so what that means is, well, you get up in the morning and you're excited about the day, you're ready to go.
Okay, habits and how you stick with them, even when you're bored, even when it's not interesting anymore, long after it stopped being fun, the very secret to habits is caring about the thing that habit is meant to lead to. But for real, like really, what do you care about?
Even if I experience defeat or failure, that does not make me a failure. But don't confuse who you are with the results that you produce.
The best feeling, which is to feel good about yourself when you're by yourself, is to do the hard things. And the things that bring fulfillment are often born of momentary suffering, but they allow you to get stronger in order to serve other people.
Soul set is saying, I'm going to do that deep interior work, so when I go out in the world, I'm living for a mission, a mighty mission that is larger than myself. Soul set is about turning down the chattering voice of the ego so you're an instrument of service for many. Soul set is about developing a rich, robust, undefeatable character so that when you go out in the world, you take the stones your critics throw at you and you build them into monuments of mastery.
that there's a responsibility to freedom and that there is freedom in responsibility, you know, and that earn your way there. We remember the stuff we earn, the stuff we experience, more than what the teacher tells us or what someone gives us for free. Those stick with us. Whether we forget them intellectually, they are written in our lineage, and they build resilience, and they build a healthy, true optimism going forward to know that, oh no, I've worked for something before and achieved it. Delayed gratification. Oh, there are choices I can make today for myself that will pay me back later in life.
If you configure your life so that what you are genuinely doing is aiming at the highest possible good, then the things that you need to survive and to thrive on a day-to-day basis will deliver themselves to you.
Sometimes it's not even about what choice we make. Just make a choice and commit to it and go and dive in. Because you can look up and days, weeks, months, years can go by and you can go, I've been tiptoeing around here, not committing to anything for so damn long, I'm missing out. If we could just say, we're all just achieving our way to the unachievable, and that's as good as it gets.
If you keep hitting this wall enough times, I will see that you will not stop, that you are filled with that level of determination, faith, and courage, and then the door opens, and you get to that next level.
Then I'll tell you what changed my whole life when I finally discovered it's all risky. If you think trying is risky, wait till they hand you the bill for not trying. I'll tell you how risky life is. You're not going to get out alive. Well, if that's the way it's going to work out, let's give it a go. Right, that's what it's for. Give it a go.
Enrich your lives. Go down these weird rabbit holes. When a friend invites you to do something super weird, say yes. Go try it. That's how you're going to find this stuff. We're reflecting inward. But that isn't the first step. The first step is encountering. Then you can reflect.
You ask yourself instead of telling yourself, you know, what is it that I could do to set things more right today that I would actually do? Then you can go do it. And then you put the world together a little more when you do that. And that spreads out. But you also construct yourself into something that's better able to call order forth from chaos. And that makes you just incrementally stronger. And then the next day, you can maybe take on a slightly larger task. And at some point, instead of just having to fix things up that are not good, you'll start to get a glimmer of the positive things that you could do that would actually constitute a vision.
And I realized that the best things that you're going to create are going to take time. Build it on cement, not sinking sand. You're going to get tons and tons and tons of tools here. And you're going to want to fast forward. Your dream is important enough to outlive you.
If I knew that I'd gotten myself into a bad situation and rather than sit there and beat myself up over it, I would say, okay, you're in a bad situation. You got yourself here. Nobody can blame but you. And now, instead of beating myself up over the fact that I got myself into that situation, I am simply going to say, only action matters.
There is another level. The only reason you keep saying there isn't is you feel so exhausted about where you are. But life, the universe, or God is just testing you because there is another level. There's a level where all your dreams are realized. There's a level that you've always dreamed about. It is real. It has not gone away. But it takes that extra burst when you think there's nothing left. There's no way. You've tried everything 10 million times and you keep going.
Go get lost. Go explore. Go do things that interest you. Dive deep. If you don't know what you want to pursue, then don't start pursuing something with all your might. It is very okay.
And so I realized that you can't Google download resiliency. You can't Google download tenacity. You can't Google download forgiveness. There are some of the best qualities and characteristics that's going to take you a long way that you need to invest time in and energy in and intention in. You don't just get patience. I realized that as I wanted to develop me, I have to be willing to climb, and I wanted to get to the top, and there's no elevator to the top, because I gotta climb to the top. We gotta climb.
I don't have to be in the mood, it's my work. And I don't have to be motivated, and I don't have to have the muse talk to me. I simply do this work. I chop the wood, I carry the water, and then maybe it resonates with people, or if it doesn't, I learn something and I do it again. So intention, design thinking, intentional action. If it's a hobby, go for it. It's for you. If it's work, it's ultimately for other people. But if you seek to make a change in the world, you have to ask three simple questions. Who's it for? Who specifically am I seeking to change? Who specifically am I building this for? What's it for? And what change am I seeking to make? Be very clear. It's for people who believe this. It's for people who want this. It's for people who are aligned with this. And after you engage with my work, you will feel differently or you will act differently. That is the work of the creator. And we don't want to say any of those things because it puts us on the hook. And being on the hook feels uncomfortable. And so we wriggle away. But I think being on the hook is the best place to be.
It's okay. Go out, discover, play, bumble around, do whatever it takes to begin to discover the things that really give you energy. That will serve you incredibly well, because feeling alive, that's the name of the game.
Outstanding, magnificent, unstoppable, extraordinary, not excellent. It's a different level. It's a level where you are not one of the best, you are the best. And you know what's amazing? You only have to be 2 millimeters more than everybody else and you get everything, all of it. And it's just 2 millimeters above, and most excellent people give up because they're exhausted. And there's some people who go, the harder I hit it, the more I hit it, sooner or later it's going down, I'm not stopping.
This is the beginning. This is the beginning of your radical. This is the next best step. This is the first step. And so I just stopped by to let you know you're on the right path. And as you ramp up, you're going to have questions. You're going to be afraid. I do more things afraid now than I do fearless. Because the bigger you play, the bigger your breakdowns.
Got to understand who you're trying to become, believe in your ability to get there, to become that person, to understand that to continue to beat yourself up for something in the past is not going to serve you. And so for that very reason, let it go.
Failure, hell, disappointment, discomfort is a great learning tool. And many people don't understand that.
You
you know, you got to take ownership of what's going on in your life. When you're not where you want to be, and you say it's because the boss doesn't like you, or it's because the girl treated you this way, or the guy did this, like all those things, you got to take ownership of. And if you're blaming all these other external things, you're not going to make any changes, and that's going to be a problem.
Wishing says to your mind, you haven't got a prayer, but you might as well wish. So when you say to the mind, I wish I could, it says, yeah, me too, get over it.
When other people break and give up and stop, I just don't, right? And it comes down to the story you tell yourself about yourself.
Change is really hard. I don't think people realize how hard it is, because often when they think of change, they think about making positive changes. And so you say to people, well, obviously making that change would improve your life, so why is it so hard to do? And the reason is because, first of all, change is hard because change involves loss. So even though you might be moving to something better, what you do lose is you lose the familiar. You lose your comfort zone. And a lot of us are very worried about going into a place of uncertainty, a place that we haven't been before. So some of us, like sort of human nature, would rather stay in the familiar place, even if the familiar is miserable or unpleasant, than to say, I'm gonna risk something and go to this place that makes me really uncomfortable. They can't tolerate the discomfort of the uncertainty.
The things I do in life, most of life, you're alone. You may have a whole support crew around you, but up here, you're alone. Most of the stuff I do, I'm training for that one, those moments. When you start to dive back in the cellar of your mind, and you're pulling out all these tactics, all these mental tactics to get through this, and no one's coming to save you, and you get through that,
going into the darkness, I think everybody is motivated by two different things. One, you have the beautiful things in your life, the things that are going well, the things that you're grateful for, the things you're moving towards instead of away. You have a compelling vision of your future. It's something that you're very excited about. Now, the flip side of that equation are the things that people that doubt you, it's haters, it's things you're moving away from, it's fear-based things, it's something that you absolutely refuse to let happen. One that is incredibly potent to me are the people that want to see me fail. And I find in very acute moments, the darkness serves you better.
Every thought you think and every word you say forms a blueprint, and your mind must work to make that blueprint real.
Only execution matters. Burn that into your nervous system. Do whatever you need to do to remind yourself, only execution matters.
When you're working on something you want to achieve, you have got to stand up to that voice. You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day, according to your level of belief. It will manifest itself in what you're doing.
The worst thing in life that happens to a man is they get civilized. Because you lose the hunger for life. You think you've arrived. And once you have I've arrived mentality, that's my biggest fear. Is I get to the point where I'm at that point where life has come to me. And I had that feeling of I've arrived. I now know my life, for what I know it to be, is over. I cracked the code to human potential in myself. So it's that quiet place. It's that place by yourself. It's those hours in years and decades by yourself in the grip of life. When life has you by the throat and choking you out, and you're sitting there calm because you're trying to figure it out. You're not panicking. You're not quitting. You're not throwing in the towel. You're saying there's a way around this.
Thinking about it, feeling good about it, those are awesome. But if you have a vision of something you're trying to do, become, whatever, and you don't execute against it, and I don't need you to want to build a big business. What are you doing? How do you define it? What are your deliverables? What are the metrics by which you're judging yourself? And by the way, if you don't want a grand goal, you don't need one. But then say, what I'm trying to do is get centered. I'm trying to experience happiness. Even that, you can begin to look at ways that you can improve that.
Whatever we have right now, whatever we're demonstrating in our lives, is a result of what we believe subconsciously that we deserve. And part of increasing that belief level is that you have got to convince yourself every day. You can learn all the techniques in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't happen for you.
Right now, between me and the person I want to be, between you and the person you want to be, there is a gap of skill set, and that's it. But once you know your mission, and once you believe that you can accomplish anything you set your mind to, then you can do the extraordinary. But I'm telling you right now, you're not defined by who you are, you're defined by who you want to become.
Bouncing back, number one, is refusing to listen to the negative chatter in my own head, creating something from absolutely nothing. I didn't ask permission, I gave notice. At some point, I have to stop asking, can I be great? Can I be brilliant? Can I be okay and still be accepted? I just stopped asking permission and just gave notice unapologetically, not in a braggadocious way, not in a way that shrunk anyone else, in a way that said, I only got one life, and I'm gonna ride this one till the wheels fall off.
If you have a passion in your heart, fire in your belly, it's gonna be you. It's gonna be you getting up early. It's gonna be you staying up late. It's gonna be you running the miles and going to the gym. It's only gonna be you, because outside motivation can only last for so long. You can hire the greatest trainer in the world, but ultimately, it's on me.
In life, a lot of us believe that we're working much harder than we actually are. We think if we got up early for 4 days, we've earned something. You gotta drop your entitled mindset. It's dead weight. We believe you work harder than we actually have. Trust me, most of us have it. The one thing in life you gotta realize is this: learn to help yourself. Don't count on other people to help you.
Is to open yourself to the possibility that everything isn't the way it appears to be. And so even if you can just open yourself to that possibility, just for a moment, you can pick up it all the next day. You can take it all with you the next day, that it's all real and everything that you're seeing. But if you just for a moment open to the possibility that things might not be the way that you think they are, then you have the greatest opportunity to really discover something incredible, how incredible you are.
Drives me nuts. Everybody thinks they're gonna turn inside like an archaeologist and find that thing, their deepest passion, the thing they always love, hiding inside. As soon as you say it, I hope it sounds ridiculous, that you would love something that much and yet somehow be blind to it? It doesn't work like that. It's like real love. You've gotta go on a date first. You see somebody you're interested in. You talk to them, it sparks something. You spend time, you engage. And through that process of engaging with it, maybe, if you're lucky, it turns into a fascination. But if you really want a passion, you've got to go through the process of gaining mastery.
We had to keep doing the work to get to a place where we could be here. And that's the thing that I think people miss, is like, you have to keep going. You don't even know who you're gonna be. You don't know who you're going to be half a decade from now or 10 years from now because you stop. Like, why am I successful and other people who want the same things and start at the same time aren't? Because when they heard no, they listen.
But faith is believing in the unseen anyway. So I had enough faith to go, I know like I know like I know like I know. I don't necessarily have to see it yet.
Because I choose not to ever be a victim. I cannot choose whether I'm victimized, but I have the ability to say I will never be a victim. Because there's always something you can do differently. There is always something you can do differently.
You are celebrated in the light for what you do in the dark, like what you do before anyone else is awake, what you do when no one is looking, that's what you're celebrated for. And nobody else can force you to do that. That's going to be on you.
If you would just think about what you want, that's all you'd ever get in your life. Every time a belief goes out, you feel completely free. You know, it's amazing, amazing feeling. So you just feel as light as a feather, and actually you feel invincible.
Tell me how holding on to all the reasons, all the excuses, all the justification for why your life sucks, tell me how it's serving you. Has it made your life better? Has it given you more access? Has it given you more friends? Has it propelled you forward? Has it given you strength? Or did it suck the life out of you?
Anything after the word I am is true to your unconscious mind, Mike. Anything. Anything after I am. Anything after I am. You know it's not true. Your conscious mind will believe it. Anything after I am. So the use of affirmations is very intentional and very consistent.
And once you understand that you can always make a different choice and get a different reaction. And that's the power in your life. That's the power that you have, is no matter what's going on, you can choose to think differently, believe differently, see differently.
We all got excuses. We can hold on to them all day long, or we can say, you know what? I'm not giving that power anymore.
All these dungeons that we've created, all these trap doors that our life has created, most of the time we quit is because we don't have any mental tools to get us through the other side.
Here's the problem I find most people have. They judge themselves through the lens of a moment. They fail at something. And they think that defines who they are. But I'm telling you right now, you're not defined by who you are. You're defined by who you want to become.
Here's the reality. You're going to feel the truth of this instantly. Most dreams never come true. Most of the people that you know, most of the dreams that you've had for yourself, they haven't come true. Why not? Because they're brutally difficult. The world is going to resist you. It is not going to be easy to overcome entropy, to overcome inertia. The only way that you're going to overcome that stuff is to go all out every day, knowing that it's going to take a long time. But the only way that that dream is going to come true, even over that long period of time, is if you're going all out every day.
You need to have a vision, and you need to be in love with that vision. It needs to captivate you. Because frankly, if you ain't in love with it, you're not going to get up in the morning, day after day after day, and do what it takes to create or manifest your desires. But what does work is this idea of inspired action. Now, most people talk themselves out of going for their great big vision because they're like, how am I going to even start? I don't even know. This seems to be so complicated, and of course it is, because from that level of understanding where we're at now, it's impossible to know the myriad, the thousands of steps that are going to take us to where we want to get to. The next step is always revealed. if you are focusing on your vision and you're visualizing and you're dreaming of it, your unconscious mind can't help but give you solutions, and they will flash in your mind as insights. They are revealed step by step by step, and all you need to do is keep going, keep flying, keep a smile on your face, and enjoy the adventure, because the adventure is where the joy is to be had.
You don't know enough so that your life isn't going to be miserable. And so every chance you get to grab something new that will help you along your way, you should take it as fast as you can.
Every day, everything I'm doing, I'm asking, why can't it be done faster? Why can't I accomplish more right now? That it's not okay to put something off even till tonight. I need to do it right now. And if you're trying to do shortcuts, all of that's gonna fail, because none of that is playing the long game. But if ever you're allowing yourself to slow down because you simply are acknowledging that this stuff takes time, I'm telling you, it's never going to work. You've got to go all out. You've got to create momentum.
So stop saying, I'll be happy when. I'll be happy when I've got this. I'll be happy when this changes. Focus instead on being really, really happy in the moment. It's quiet your mind, the thinker, and realize that that voice that's constantly telling you there's shit wrong, you need to fix this, you need to do that, might not actually be that accurate.
Each of us has to realize that all of the beliefs that we have in our life are choices. The scary part about the most important beliefs in your life is most of them are invisible.
Many times in life, people don't get what they want and they need because they don't aim at it. And it's a hard lesson for people to learn because they're cynical to begin with and they presume that there's no possible way of moving forward. But it's not so unreasonable to assume that you're not going to hit what you don't aim at, or you're not going to hit what you aim at and don't shoot at.
If we do sit and contemplate a problem, we will come to some truth that many other people come to in similar situations.
Whatever you're trying to accomplish, it takes a very long time. And so if you go into it and you're playing this short-term game, chances are you're going to do things that are damaging to your reputation long-term. That to me is not patience. That to me is playing the long game. You want to play the long game. You want to be authentic. You want to be a good person. You want to do good things for people. You want to invest in other people, not because you're being patient. Because patient to me is a very passive position. It's saying, look, I'm not going to like go all out today, because at the end of the day, this is going to take time. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And so I need to pace myself. That's what people hear when you tell them to be patient. I know, because I've seen it play out.
Yes, there's things wrong. There have been things wrong with our lives for millenniums. My God, maybe for lifetimes, okay? But each time we're getting better. Each time. Look at the upper side. Look at the past people. There's something good that's being done. And when you move forward, don't be afraid. Put your message out there. So many people are afraid to put their message out because, well, that might be too much this way, too much that way. Be free. Be free to speak your word. If someone doesn't agree, that's their problem. But don't put anybody down for saying their word. We weren't afraid. We believed in ourselves. With all the doors closed, we kept on going forward. When the going's tough, the tough get going.
No reason, simply because of your age, that you should not be after it, that you can't be hustling. Is it 18? Is it 28? Is it 38? It's ridiculous, because there isn't a number. If you've got the desire to win, if you want to be somebody, if you want to make your dreams come true, I don't care if you're 12 years old or 82 years old, your age is irrelevant. It's a form of ageism to tell a young person, just be patient.
Well, you can't invent values. They're already built into you. You have to discover them. And I think that's true for each person. It's like, well, what would justify you in the abandonment of your resentment and hostility? And it's hard to say what that would be for each of you, It's something that you can discover.
So the first thing I'd invite you to do is say to yourself, am I really head over heels in love with my vision? Like, do I get up in the morning and think, holy shit, this is absolutely, I'm going to commit myself today because this is, I can't imagine anything bigger or better for my life. And if you ain't there yet, I'd invite you to keep asking the questions until you get to that point.
You're more likely to believe something negative than you are something positive.
Question is, well, is there something that you can pursue that allows that to be acceptable or perhaps even desirable, which is something to do that justifies the suffering?
Now, the reason that most people never start is because they don't think that they're going to get a result from their actions. And then that's going to come down to a belief that they believe about themselves. The hard thing is taking the first step. Everything else is just persistence.
Done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.